Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Sheriff's deputies say they had no choice but to turn loose two men suspected of dealing methamphetamine in Eureka, back on the street after a short stay in the Humboldt County Jail. Eureka police and the Humboldt County Drug Task Force used a search warrant for a house on the 1200 block of G Street. They were responding to complaints of possible drug sale activity. Police arrested Larry Jean Blake for possession of meth for sale, and they found cocaine and drug packaging. They also arrested Alfonso Yanez España of Fortuna at the same location. He was just arriving at the house. A search of his home turned up 2 pounds of meth, worth about $10,000, and $35,000 in cash. The two were booked at the jail and then released because of overcrowding. A man accused of criminal threatening has turned himself in to sheriff's deputies. Dan Squire has a report.
Sheriff's deputies were called out to the residence of Bruce Campbell and his wife on Saturday night after the wife called 911 and reported that Campbell was armed with a handgun and making threats against a neighbor on Elk River Road. While deputies were en route, Campbell, armed with the handgun, ran to the neighbor's house, firing shots in the air as he went and threatening to kill the neighbor. At one point, Campbell attempted to force his way through the front door while brandishing the weapon, but the neighbor was able to force Campbell back outside. Campbell then got into his Jeep and fled the scene, leaving behind broken windows in the neighbor's vehicles and a broken window in the neighbor's house. Campbell, who remained at large over the course of Sunday, turned himself in on Monday afternoon and was booked on a list of charges including assault with a deadly weapon, child endangerment, and negligent discharge of a weapon. The handgun was recovered at the scene, and no one was injured during the altercation. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.
There are a dozen unfilled vacancies for deputy sheriffs in Humboldt County. Deputy positions that have been frozen. Those positions remain unfilled, meaning that the burden of providing law enforcement coverage in the unincorporated areas of the county has gotten heavier. Sheriff Mike Downey spoke about those frozen positions and his office's budget on Talk Shop. He pointed out that the county has done a good job living within its means, but he says he needs more help.
I would assume, based on what I know, that right now that most budgets are going to be fairly status quo throughout the county. And it has been that way for the last 3 or 4 years. My budget's been fairly status quo, but my operating costs have continued to rise.
Downey also pointed out that for the past 3 or 4 years, he's ended up overspending because of the overtime needed to perform the basic duties of the office. You're listening to KINS News. I'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With a prayer and a sigh of relief, families are watching kids graduate this week, especially in Humboldt County. It happens every year, of course, and it's a special time for Humboldt County schools. Superintendent Gary Eagles is keeping track of it all.
Arcata High is graduating their main class on June 12th. The same day as, of course, McKinleyville High, and both of those are done at Humboldt State University. Arcata High is at 2:30 in the afternoon, and Mac High is at 5:30. They alternate every year.
Superintendent Gary Eagle said many schools have chosen this week to send off their students.
Eureka is coming up right around the corner. There's O'Barnum Continuation High School. It was on June 11th, 2 o'clock. Albee Stadium, of course, followed by Eureka High on the 13th at 2 o'clock, once again in the afternoon at Albee. They're going to graduate about 250. Of course, it makes sense that Eureka High would have the largest graduating class.
Again, Superintendent Gary Eagles was guest on Talk Shop. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.